This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says looting amid Sudan's crisis has destroyed more than a million polio vaccines that were intended for children. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has the story.
Hazel DeWitt, deputy director of UNICEF's Office of Emergency Programs, said a number of cold chain facilities had been looted, damaged and destroyed in South Darfur. The agency was in the middle of a series of polio vaccination campaigns in Sudan following an outbreak at the end of 2022. UNICEF is among a number of humanitarian agencies reporting looting during the Sudan crisis. The World Food Programme, for example, says it has lost between $13 and $14 million of supplies.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of Russia's Wagner Group mercenary force, said in a sudden announcement Friday his forces would leave the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, which they've been trying to capture since last summer.
Мы собирались к 9 мая 23 года овладеть населенным пунктом Бахмут.
Prigozhin said they would pull back on May the 10th, ending their involvement in the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine conflict because of heavy losses and inadequate ammunition supplies. He asked defense chiefs to insert regular army troops in their place. Philippines authorities say they rescued more than 1,000 human trafficking victims from across Asia during a raid Thursday night and Friday morning. Police say the victims were forced to work up to 18 hours a day perpetrating cryptocurrency scams. It allegedly happened in a compound about a two-hour drive from the country's capital, Manila. Police say the trafficking victims came from Vietnam, China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Nepal, Malaysia, Myanmar, Thailand, and Taiwan.